civil society activist in Tessa sub-region, Julia Sarugu, is calling on the government to intensify efforts in the fight against rising cases of drug abuse among the young people. Speaking to a top radio during an interview, Arugu expressed concern over the increasing number of young people falling victim to substance abuse, warning that the trend poses a serious threat to the nation's future workforce. He said, Arugu, who is also the project officer working with the Public Affairs Center, PAC Uganda, notes that while government has put in place policies to address drug abuse, the enforcement remains weak and coordination among the stakeholders is still lacking, urging authorities to strengthen surveillance, crack down on illegal drug distribution networks, and invest more in rehabilitation services. He emphasizes the need for increased public awareness campaigns, especially in schools and communities, to educate young people about dangers of drug abuse. Arugu also further appeals to the government to allocate more resources towards mental health services, noting that many victims of drug abuse require counseling and support to fully recover and reintegrate into society.
We see young boys taking Kuber, we see them taking opium, and now there's a new phenomenon that has come in. There's something they smell, I don't know how they call it. And all these boys, some of them do it and they remove the clothes immediately. So it is something that is touching. So we are really worried that in the next 10 years, we shall have a huge flux of mad people in our communities. And these people are our own children. So I urge government, first of all, to ensure that these are threatened and arrested because they do not take these things, but they sell it to our young boys, to our young girls who take, and in return we are the ones losing. So government needs to pick up. The community liaison officers must work hand in hand with the local council ones to make sure that they support these LC ones, because once these guys are arrested, comprehended and brought here, they need support. But if they are left here, they go back and they start threatening LC ones, and these people turn up their tools. So it's something that we need to make sure that really government comes out to support our young generation. Otherwise the generation we are having is already dead.